tense times, combative times yesterday between outgoing Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Republican lawmakers looking for answers about the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. And joining us live this morning, Jonathan Allen, senior Washington correspondent for Politico, who covered the Benghazi hearing. There was a little combative exchange yesterday, wasn't there, Jonathan?
Certainly. Interestingly, I think the Senate hearing was more combative than the House hearing. I would have guessed the opposite. There were a couple of sort of related exchanges. Ron Johnson of Wisconsin really went after Secretary Clinton on the matter of whether this had been a terrorist attack versus something spontaneous, and not really the question of whether she had had a difference, but whether the administration had tried to mislead the public. And Secretary Clinton became very very passionate and said, look, there are four dead Americans. Why would it make a difference whether this was something that was pre-planned or something where a bunch of guys went out at night and decided to kill Americans? And she talked about how she had been forced to call the families of the dead. She talked about that yesterday as well.
Hey, Jonathan,
very emotional in those moments.
I'm not sure we got much more clarity on this in terms of detail yesterday from what we heard, but where does the investigation go from now?
That's a good question. It's not clear to me that there is an end path. Certainly the State Department has done its own investigation. It's called the Accountability Review Board. They came out with a report. I think you'll see the House continue to look into this to some extent. Whether there's an action out of it, I'm not sure. The Secretary herself pointed out that she sent up some legislation to the Hill that I think would make it easier to essentially to get rid of people who make mistakes in such situations. But I think a long way from seeing legislation out of this.
It did make for some interesting drama yesterday. Thanks, Jonathan. Appreciate it. Jonathan Allen from Politico, who covered the hearings.